Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you'll bring healing to my people spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Joanne Paul. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying, much wisdom. And I'm hearing God say that you are just going to be pouring out. Many revelations are going to come forth. I'm hearing God says even visions. God says for you to write your dreams down in a journal. And I'm hearing God says for you to just pick up the pen and begin to write. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. I just hear God saying this is a time that he's turning things around on your behalf. God says this is a time that he's taking you into that new level in him. And God says you will not shrink back, but you will go forward. God says he's dealing with some issues from your childhood. I don't know what happened with that, but God is healing and restoring and bringing restoration in that area. God said this is the time that you will leave the past behind and you'll walk in the now, and the future will just manifest as you walk in the now. A brighter and a greater future, God says, a brighter and a greater future, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, and I concur, because I just heard no weapon shall formed against you shall prosper. God says anything from the past, the present, or the future that is meant to harm you shall not prosper. God says he's given a special healing that he's going to surround you with. And God says you shall recover from this situation. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Joanne. I heard there's transportation favor around you. There is support for the way that you travel. I don't know, I just see this vehicle, like someone that comes to pick you up or to take you. God is giving you transportation favor in this season to help you in your travels, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Joanne. I hear Father God saying, fear not, for Father God says this is the season. Father God says he has your back, and this is the season where you're being ushered into a new open door of opportunities. I hear Father God saying this is the season to minister to the children, for Father God says you have a word for the children, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, God bless you once again, Sister Joanne. I want to thank you for the miracle seed, woman of God, of moving in faith for $45.60. This is your hour and this is your season of a breakthrough. For the Lord says, I'm going to raise thee up and I shall use your voice greatly. And you shall be a fisher of men, a fisher of women. And my voice shall rest in your mouth and many shall hear thy voice. For the Lord says, I have put my hand upon your life and I will use thee greatly. For the Lord says, you shall attract many people and many new things in your life. For this is a season and this is an hour where the Lord will say unto thee that I have put much inside of thee. I have put a well of information and depth deep down inside of you, and many will drink of the well of information, the well of spiritual truths, the well of spiritual revelations that I have placed deep down inside of thee. Now the Lord says, watch also whom you have around thee. Do not have dishonest people around thee, for the Lord says, this is not of me, and this is not what I have called thee to do. But as I looked into the spirit, I heard the Lord say unto thee that you're going to be stepping out and you're going to be stepping in, and you're going to begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord says he shall position thee, he shall position thee for leadership, and he shall extend his hand of favor and blessings upon thee. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is your hour and this is your season. Now the Lord will say, begin to write, because the writer in you is about to come forth, and you will begin to see that God said, I send forth support. Now I heard the Lord says, be sure to check your blood pressure, be sure to check your cholesterol and even your blood count and your blood sugar level. Also test your eyes, but also he's doing something even around the teeth area. He's strengthening the teeth and he's improving your health in different areas of your life, and you will see this happening. For the Spirit says whatever the enemy meant for evil, God says he'll turn it to good, and he will bless the works of your hands. So prepare, because God said, I bring increase all around thee. For the last 6 to 7 months has not been that easy, but for the next 12 to 24 months will be a time of an awakening. It will be a time where the Lord says, get ready, because change is on the way and good things are coming your way. The Lord says, I just saw the Lord says, he says, sweet things are coming your way. You will eat the good of the land and you will eat the sweet things of life. prepare, because God said, I'm touching and I'm changing your spiritual taste buds. You will taste and see that I am good, and I will bless the very works of your hands. Now follow my instructions, because I have some more information that I got to get to you, and I want to make sure that you have this prophecy. God bless you. What a powerful word. What a powerful, powerful word. Now I have another gift that I want to get into your hands, and this is what I need for you to do for me. I need you to go to my website. I have two websites. Bishop Berrien is under construction. But another website, I want you to go there and fill out a special form, because I want to get you a powerful prophetic word into your hands that is going to bless you. But also I want to make sure that you did receive this prophetic word. You're blessed. I want you to go to Global. That's G-L-O-B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. That's globalpnet.com. Once again, that's globalpnet.com. That's G as in God, L as in Larry, O as in opportunity, B as in Betty, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. God bless.